We're waking up to a brand new world today, and at the risk of sounding slightly negative, Lou, it's a pain in the ass. Here to talk more about it is Kevin Mack, Mayor of Albury. K Mack, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Right. How are you going?
Oh, a bit tired.
I can imagine. I saw you up and about. You've been on just about everything yesterday. Hey, K Mack, here's one thing I don't understand. Why do all the politicians make it sound like it's this insurmountable thing to be able to make the checkpoint, say, at Barnawatha on the freeway, and then have Albury-Wodonga as one city? They make it sound like it's impossible and, oh, Jesus, a bit crazy to even think that. But why is it impossible to do?
Well, New South Wales are enforcing the lockdown.
So?
They'd have to work in Victoria. That's the problem.
But common sense.
Most of the Sydney police don't have special constable qualifications. So
all right, what about North? What about at Tabletop?
Well, they could do it there, yeah, and we've suggested that. But they're worried about the leak through the city. People get through the city and go out another way. I suppose... they could actually man those routes, would be a lot easier, but I don't know. The whole thing is that overnight they've had two or three Melbourne people from hotspots try and get through. So, you know, there's good reason to be actually manning these sites, but it's just, like you say, where the appropriate spot would be. There's so many points where they can cross, it's just, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think anyone's disputing that they should be manning the border. I don't think anyone's disputing that at all. I think it's just, you know, essentially the division of Albury and Wodonga for the purpose of that seems ridiculous when, you know, I know yourself and Mayor Anna Speedy of Wodonga are working hard on saying that we're essentially one city. And for the purposes of work and life, we are. So, it just seems really ludicrous. Now, I've got another question for you, Kevin. As far as things like, you know, people might be worried about doctor's appointments and that sort of stuff. If they're feeling unwell but their doctors, they've got a doctor's appointment over the border, what do they have to do in that situation? Should they be contacting their doctor? What do they need to do?
Well, no, there's been an issue with Service New South Wales site, and it has dropped out a few times, but people are getting their certificates. But in those instances, the police are being very, very fair about, you know, and showing a high level of discretion. They've got licences so they've only got to have a licence of an address within 50k of Albury-Wodonga, and they'll let them cross. I mean,
even without a permit at this stage, they're still letting people.
I mean, of course they do. The level of latitude there, and I think that people are getting really anxious about that. And it's not just think about the common sense approach, and the police are applying that approach, and they're all from Sydney, and they're trying to do. They're working in horrendous conditions in 3 to 2 degrees.
I know, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's freezing down there this morning.
I know.
And still defrosting, but, you know, I just think we need to be really, really patient, because what we're going to understand is that we've got two community transmission cases in Albury who have been to Melbourne. How many more other people have been to Melbourne the last couple of weeks to a month?
Yep.
And they need to get tested, and we need to get clearance on that, because what we may see is a whole host of transmissions across regional Victoria and southern New South Wales because of their access to hotspots in Melbourne.
Yeah, gotcha.
And you've got to shut down for at least, you know, you've got to have this process in place for at least 2 weeks to get clearance on that particular issue. So,
definitely.
All right, one more quick question.
Yes, mate.
This is going to sound trivial, but with my permit, can I just go to the pet shop in Wodonga or to Arnold's in Wodonga and then just come back and they're not going to grill me about why I was over there?
No.
Just show them the permit and then off
business,
I go.
Matthew, business as usual.
Business as usual. That's good.
Yeah, well, it does
if you're
say
in the exemption zone, it's business as usual. I would encourage you to get online and get your permit.
Yeah.
But if you can't do that, show them your licence. and they'll be more than comfortable with you coming back to your place of residence.
All right.
Yeah, it certainly does say on the permit, on our permit C, which is what you should have on yours, for the purposes of entering New South Wales for work, education or daily life, and you will not be required to self-isolate for 14
good
days.
Good stuff.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, it'll just be the time.
That's the common sense approach, and it's glad to hear you're actually instilling a bit of common sense in Matt, Louis.
Common sense were you to move the line to Barnawatha.
That would be common sense. Kevin, Mac, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Guys.